There's my little patriot. A little birdie told me that somebody was a good boy today and sent in their ballot. I know this election season has been so rough on the entire country, but I am so proud of you. Who am I? Sweetie. Really? I don't look familiar at all. Not even my iconic blue-green color. Not my crown. Oh, come on. You know who I am. I'm the Statue of Liberty. I know this might come as a surprise to you because I'm supposed to be made out of copper. But hey, it's your lucky day. Maybe you wishing and hoping and praying for the best outcome for our country brought me to life. I know this must be the shock of your life. I'm supposed to be 305 feet tall, but here I am, standing in your living room. I may not be 305 feet tall at the moment, but I still do tower over you, don't I? Oh, don't give me that look, sweet boy. Don't you know what I'm here for? I'm like Election Day Santa. I give rewards to the boys that were extra, extra good. The ones who registered to vote. The ones who researched their candidates thoroughly. The ones who took their time in filling out their ballots. The ones who exercised their civic duty for the good of every one of their fellow men and not just for themselves. You see, mister, this election season you were extra selfless. Each decision you made was so wise. And I could not be prouder of you. Come here. Give me a hug. I know this is crazy. You're hugging the Statue of Liberty in your living room. It's okay. I got you. There's a good boy. There's my smart, responsible boy. So, I'm here to give you your award. And because you were so good this season, I'll let you choose whatever you like. After all, they don't call me the Statue of Liberty for nothing. You have the freedom, my dear, to choose. That's the beauty of being an American, isn't it? Oh. Well, what a dirty little mind you have. At least, I know that you kept clean this election season. And that's all that really matters, isn't it? Do you think you could handle it? I may have lost my original height, but I'm still 7 feet tall. Do you think you could handle a woman like me? Oh. Aren't you a cutie? You like tall women, don't you? Well, isn't that a surprise? Why don't you sit down for me, my little patriot? I'll handle everything. Come on, sit on the couch. I know. The stress of the entire season has been weighing down on you, my poor baby. But don't you worry. I'm here to take care of you now, just like I always have. Here, why don't you take off your pants so I can start straddling you? Now I'll just lift and take my dress off. Oh? That look in your eye. Were you not expecting these curves? I know. That old dress really doesn't do my figure justice. Hides every curve of my body, especially these double D's and these wide hips. Oh God, what do you think? I look soft and plushy. Well, that's surprising considering I was supposed to be made out of copper. I can straddle you now. Put your hands on my waist, Patriot. I do hope I'm not too big or heavy for you. You know, being 7 feet tall and everything. I just don't want to crush you underneath me. Are you sure? Okay, well, if you can handle the turbulent political state that America is in, I guess you can handle a taller woman like me. Just look into my eyes, my little patriot. Let me position your cock in front of my warm pussy. Do you feel that? The heat radiating from my warm little cunt. I know it's surprising. People are always so shocked when they realize that not all statues have to be cold and lifeless. Some of us can be warm and soft and plush. Sink down. Oh. There's a good boy. And here I was thinking that nobody could fuck me better in this country's policies. But here you are. Oh, you have a new duty now. And it's to fuck me. Nice and deep. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my God. You're so ready to make a difference. Oh. thought about Igor. Boys like you. Oh, you're the kind of man who shows up and gets things done, aren't you? I know. Oh, your civic duty can be a little intense. Oh, you were so ready. About taking control of your choice and seeing it through. Oh my god. Do you want to see this through, huh? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, let's see it through, shall we? So happy that you were fully engaged in this process. Now all there's left to do is wait and see. No worry. No matter the outcome, I'll always be proud that you used your voice for the better.